Seattle's Cafe Racer is closed today in remembrance. It's been a year since a gunman shot and killed four people inside the eclectic coffee shop and bar. A fifth victim was killed downtown. Questions remain about whether the suspect in the Racer case, Ian Stawicki, had a mental illness. However, the case did spotlight the need for a better mental health care system. Since the shooting, legislators in Olympia have passed a new crop of bills to that effect. But advocates say more needs to be done. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
State Senator Karen Kaiser says even the dozen or so related bills passed by the legislature this session are not helping the most problematic aspect of the state's mental health system.
It really isn't a system. It's an arrangement of county-based approaches. Each county has their own approach, and they're all different, with no standardization, no outcomes measures, and the whole approach is fraught with unfortunate outcomes.
Without standardization, advocates say it's easy for people to get lost in the system if they move around from place to place. Kaiser says there has been some progress. One important new bill awaiting Governor Jay Inslee's signature would provide new suicide assessment training for school counselors and mental health professionals.
If you provide services earlier, they won't proceed or get more complicated and more dangerous.
But there have also been disappointments. A bill that would have funded a public awareness and education campaign about mental health and mental illness failed. That troubles Bill Hobson, executive director of Seattle's Downtown Emergency Services Center.
It says to me that the state legislature is more concerned about financial problems of the state than they are about this particular subset of the state's population.
The state's capacity to house and treat people with mental illness has not kept up with the need. In the almost 30 years that Hobson's been with DESC, the staff has grown from 21 employees to 527. There's also a growing stigma attached to people with mental illness. Hobson says the failed bill could have helped educate the public. In fact, he says, the vast majority of people living with major psychiatric illnesses are quiet and often lead productive lives. But high-profile cases involving mentally ill suspects dominate the news. In Hobson's view, these extreme examples should be a starting point for a better system.
Public education, early detection and intervention, an adequately funded mental health program. If we could put those three things in place, I think the number of Cafe Racer-like incidences that would occur in the state of Washington would be dramatically reduced.
If Ian Stawicki had a mental illness, he was not getting treated. Hobson says he didn't know Stawicki, but in his experience, untreated mental illness can elevate a person's risk potential of becoming violent. The issue of violence and mental illness has driven much of the legislative efforts for gun reform. Despite all the publicity, a slate of bills aimed at restricting access to firearms failed. So did a bill that would have required crisis intervention training for all full-time law enforcement. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.